AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is announcing more military aid for Ukraine. The AP's Sagar Magani reports the president is warning Congress he will need more money to help fight off the Russian invasion.
It's another $800 million, which the president says will help as Russia focuses its troops in eastern Ukraine.
This package includes heavy artillery weapons, dozens of howitzers, and 144,000 rounds of ammunition to go with those howitzers. It also includes more tactical drones.
It adds to the roughly $2.6 billion in military aid the president had earlier approved. And as the fight continues,
I've almost exhausted the drawdown authority I have that Congress authorized for Ukraine,
saying he'll ask lawmakers next week to approve more money so more aid can go to what he calls the front lines of freedom. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky confirms Russia controls most of Mariupol. He says, "I'm not aware of what the Russian defense minister has said to the Russians. I know that they captured most of Mariupol. We are all well aware of it. There is also a part of our city where our troops who stay there are stationed. They remain there at the moment." The Biden administration is making it easier for refugees fleeing Russia's war on Ukraine to come to the United States from Europe while trying to shut down an informal route through northern Mexico. Elon Musk says he has lined up $46 billion in financing to buy Twitter, and he's trying to negotiate an agreement with the company. Last week, Twitter's board adopted a poison pill defense that could make a takeover attempt very expensive. Red flag warnings of critical fire conditions have been issued for most of northern Arizona, including the Flagstaff area and large portions of New Mexico, all areas battling big wildfires. Hundreds of people have been evacuated. Stocks are higher in early trading. This is AP News. A new AP NORC poll shows many Americans do not think President Biden has been tough enough with Russia during the Ukraine war. 54% of those who responded think the president needs to get tougher with Russia. Democrat Gregory Coney in Massachusetts says sanctions should have started sooner.
0 to 60. It should have started bang right away. You know, even when they were thinking about everything should have been already set up, ready to go.
Coney thinks delays may have been costly.
Maybe we could have saved more lives. Maybe.
36% in the poll think the president's approach has been about right. 8% say he's been too tough. Jennifer Bryant is an independent in Washington, D.C.
I don't support war. I don't think that we should be the world police. Engaging in other people's conflicts.
Support for U.S. involvement in Ukraine is waning. 32% of Americans say the U.S. should have a major role. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.